Looking at Hebrews chapter 12 this morning, last in our series on Hebrews 11, but we'll be in chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. This is my favorite part because we get to the most important character, Jesus. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." This is God's word. Amen. So as I've said, this is one of the bookends of Hebrews 11. It's the most important part of the end of this section. It's the conclusion of all of that we have studied in Hebrews 11. We've looked at this great cloud of witnesses, all these characters that come in the past throughout Old Testament history, examples of faith for us. And so he's saying, in view of this cloud of witnesses, let us run the race with patience. And so these examples are meant to help us. He spent all this time giving us example after example to strengthen our faith, to remind us of the life of faith and the race of faith that we all run. Perhaps there are certain characters you resonated with the most that are perhaps most similar to your own situation. But we must recognize something about all these characters, and that is a fundamental difference between all of them and Jesus. None of these people that we have read about can save us. None of them are saviors. All of them, like us, are looking to the Savior, Jesus Christ. There is only one who can save us, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is to him we must look. The cloud of witnesses is sort of behind us in terms of the image. We're looking, they're cheering us on in the race of faith, but we're looking to Jesus at all times. So in this race of the Christian life, we have this imagery that he gives us of the race. And I think this is one of the most helpful, concise summaries of what it means to live the Christian life. And there are three elements. First, laying aside sin. Secondly, running the race of faith with endurance. Three, looking to Jesus the whole time. That's the Christian life, according to Hebrews 12. And this picture of the race is helpful because we can all relate to it to some degree or another, particularly for any of those of us who have run a marathon. I have not, but I've heard your stories. It's not easy. So what's the first thing you need to do? You have to get rid of unnecessary weight. As you run the race, you can't carry 250-pound dumbbells in your arms and run that race. You will pass out. You're not going to make it to the end. You got to cast that off. And so also in the Christian life, we have to be running. And as we're running, we are throwing things off, weight after weight. Sin after sin is dropping to our side. And as we drop sin after sin, we become a little lighter. We can run a little faster. And it makes it all the easier to get to the finish line. And so the Christian life is that progressive shedding of weight, constantly getting all that extra weight off of you so you can run unencumbered to the finish line. Secondly, to run the race, you have to endure to the end. You have to get to the end of the race. You can't just give up at mile 6 or 7. You have to go the whole way until you reach that point. And so the Christian life is a life of persevering faith. If you recall the first bookend of Hebrews 11, it's in Hebrews 10. He says, "The righteous shall live by faith." And he's speaking to the endurance we must have to live this life to the very end. And it's a long race. In retrospect, it's a short race, right? Paul tells us that eternity makes all of this pale in comparison. It's short. It's so short. But when we're in the race, it feels long, right? When you're in marathon and you're at mile 21, it feels like a long race. And it's difficult. You feel discouraged. You feel like you're dealing with various struggles. You feel weighed down. You're in that race. Your heart is pumping. You're sweating. You feel dehydrated. You feel tired. Your muscles are weak. But you keep going. You keep running. You put one foot in front of the other and you persevere. So that's the second thing. You have to endure to the end to get to the end of the race. The third thing that the runner must do is keep their eyes on the goal. If you're on a race and there's a finish line, if you veer off and go to the left or right, you're not going to finish the race. It's the wrong direction. You have to keep going towards the goal. And that goal, according to Hebrews 12, the thing that we're looking to, the finish line, is Jesus Christ. Keeping our eyes trained on him for the entirety of that race. All of these exhortations on faith have not been about having more faith in yourself. Strengthen yourself to run. See the faith and the strength of all these people that came before us. You could have that same strength in and of yourself. That's not the message at all. It's looking to Christ the whole time. Faith in Christ. This idea of faith in general being all that we need is very dangerous and very false. A few years ago, Prince Charles of England was speaking about how when he attains to the throne, perhaps in the future, he wants to change the title of the monarch from Defender of the Faith to Defender of Faith in general. Originally, he wanted it to be Defender of the Faiths, but they said, no, that's far too pluralistic. He said, well, okay, I'll do Defender of Faith in general. That is a very dangerous notion, that we're not in the business of defending faith. We want the faith, the only faith that saves, faith in Jesus Christ. As you're running the race, you have to be looking to him, not to yourself, not to anything else, to run this race. So we do not have faith in ourselves. We must run the race looking to Jesus. And then it goes on in verse 2 to tell us who Jesus is, what he does. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Within the race analogy, what this means then is that Jesus got us started on the race, and Jesus is going to get us to the finish line. So no matter how weak you feel, no matter how much you think you can't make it to the end, Jesus is going to pick you up. He's going to carry you to that finish line. He's going to finish the faith that he started. Paul, writing to the Philippians, he encourages them by saying that God, who began this work in you, will bring it to completion. If he has begun it, he is faithful to bring it to completion. So as I exhort you, brothers and sisters, to run the race with endurance, you may feel tired, but you can know that Jesus is going to carry you there all the way to the end. And so this morning, brothers and sisters, as we close these exhortations on Hebrews 11, I remind you that this is all about looking to Christ. This is all about running with perseverance, looking to him, laying aside sin. And so let us pray that God would help us to run this race with our eyes trained upon him at all times. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do give thanks to you for all of these examples from Scripture, from Hebrews 11. We thank you for giving us so many examples of enduring faith, men and women just like us, who, yet weak, are made strong by faith in you. And we give thanks that you have begun this work of faith in us, and we ask, Lord, that you would bring it to completion. And that when we are discouraged and we feel like simply stopping the race, that you would lift us up, that you would strengthen our feeble knees and help us to run, and that we would look to Jesus at all times. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.